Live
and local.
Across the city.
And South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dayborn.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So really we are telling the story of the pandemic so far through all of the kind of outpouring of artwork and general arts and creativity that we have experienced in our hospital community over the past few months, and also all of the amazing donations and gifts that we've had from the public. It has been by far the most creative period that I've ever experienced at the hospital, and it really, a lot of it deserved celebration. So we have curated 25 metres of wall space that kind of takes you from March and features all sorts of gifts and wonderful periods. So you see the rainbows that were coming in from family members and staff at the beginning, through to beautiful pictures of springtime, which staff shared with each other to remind each other of the outside and what was beautiful to look at. A lot of the time, as a community of 11,000, is adapt. Either we were in all of the time, on long, really difficult shifts and not seeing our families and friends, or we were at home shielding and not able to come into our usual place of work and not able to support in the way we could. So springtime was just this amazing positive period that just gave us that bit of hope and strength.
So maybe for those who do have to come into Addenbrookes, the opportunity to go and look at the exhibition might just buoy them up a bit.
It's important to say that this is not open to the public, because of course hospitals aren't open to general visitors at the moment, but
no.
We have lots of patients still coming in. The exhibition itself is along the main level 2 corridor, which is the ground floor corridor, which links outpatients all the way along to the treatment centre. So it's very prominent. So I would encourage anyone that's coming in, do come and have a look. There's so much to see and to enjoy, and that goes for staff as well, heading into the colder months to come. It is a reminder of the strength of our community. The name Together actually came from a member of staff themselves, who just said, this is the word that just resonates. You've never seen teamwork like it, but it's also not just about us in the hospital, it's about the public who just have come forward in so many ways during this time.
And although you mentioned that it's not open to the public to just come in and look at it, you do have plans, don't you, to make it more available via video, I think. Is that right? Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can jump on our Facebook page. We're CUH Arts, which is Cambridge University Hospitals Arts. So if you search that, you'll find a video, a quite lo-fi video of me walking along talking to you about all of the different sections. But we're going to be doing features on those sections so that people really get to learn more about it. So do look out for that, because obviously lots of people won't be able to see it in the flesh right now. I do just want to give a bit of a shout out to a couple of our artistic partners who have been so brilliant during this time. One is the Fitzwilliam Museum, who are normally on wards with patients, particularly elderly patients, helping them to kind of deal with the challenges of being in hospital, through amazing activities that get people to look at artwork and enjoy the kind of creative freedom that brings. And also a lovely organisation called A Space Between, who do therapeutic art making, who have also provided us with so much.
And you mentioned music there. The song you've picked, there is a reason you've chosen it. Tell us the song and why.
So the song is Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra. It never fails to get people moving and singing. It brings people together, and I think it's a really special track.
Fly me to the moon, let me play my love. You.
Fly Me to the Moon, Frank Sinatra, chosen by Natalie Ellis, who runs Cambridge University Hospitals Art. She's been talking to me about the exhibition Together that she's curated, and which is on display for those visiting the hospital, patients, I should say, and staff. You can't just go in and see it at the moment. There will be some of the pictures online. And you mentioned Dance and Health. Just explain a bit more about that.
So Dance for Health is a programme that has run since 2014 in Cambridge University Hospitals, and specifically on our inpatient adult wards in Addenbrookes. It was a program that was initiated by the amazing Philippa Pereira Stubbs, who is a Cambridge-based dance artist. She has so much experience at bringing the kind of power of movement and music to people who need it of all ages. And she's worked with us throughout that time to embed art and music and movement particularly into the kind of the culture of caring for our patients in Addenbrooke. So it runs weekly. In non-COVID times, we would typically get and invite patients out from beds into a space, a communal space together, where we talk, we share, we move. And it's really for the mind and the body and our emotions. And it's really a chance for patients to just let go of their anxieties and their current experience and just connect and I guess the joy of arts, connect to the joy of arts. And it's a really special thing that we're really proud of, actually.
You talking there about something that we don't always think about, music as therapy and art as therapy. How long has that been part of what you offer patients at Addenbrooke's?
Art as therapy, so music therapists, art therapists, that is a profession that has, and a service that has run for many years supporting patients in hospitals. So we work alongside our therapy colleagues, but CUH Arts is more about using arts as a means of communication, so therapeutically, I would say. It's right. About the fact that arts are in us all. It colours our lives. It gives us, we all have preferences. We all have our favourite music to listen to, or our favourite way of dancing and creating and writing. It kind of makes us human. And I think, well, as a society, we've certainly felt that over this time. You know, if we'd stripped out all of the arts during the lockdown, it would have been completely miserable. And really, so arts in hospitals, it's really considering the fact that people come in, they don't necessarily want to be there. You know, they're having to leave their home lives for a little bit and be somewhere completely different. And so bringing arts into hospitals, it comforts, it lifts people's spirits, it gives people a different way to express themselves, and it gives us a way to learn about them.
Thank you very much for coming on and chatting to me today, for choosing such a splendid song, and all the best with the exhibition.
Thank you.